Hey, what's up, bitches? Welcome to my podcast. This is Brandon Lynette, your host of Listen, Bitch. And I'm literally just doing a microphone test right now because the best thing for me to do is to record an episode and then let my toughest critic and best friend listen to it in the morning and then give me some feedback. So I was very set. I went to the mall today, which is, I feel like it's so far away. It's not even in the same state, literally, but I live on the state line, so it's fine. But anyway, I went there, or I guess we started at Guitar Center, and I was my heart was set on the specific microphone. But it got a little confusing. Okay. So I was looking for one model, but the model I really needed was like an XLT model or whatever that means. And so I'm telling this guy, this is exactly what I need. And he's like, it's not going to work for you. You need this or this. And so I felt very discouraged because I'm like, there's no way I'm dropping that kind of money. I mean, some of these setups are for microphones, podcasting, they're a lot. And I'm going to be honest, you guys, I do think it's important to have a good mic because I don't edit. So I'm not doing any sound mixing. I'm not doing any editing. I'm not cutting out background noise or enhancing my voice. Like, I'm not doing any of that. I literally come here, plug my microphone into the computer, attach my headphones, press Zoom, record, and I drag and drop the audio as soon as I'm done. Like, it's just like that. And so I feel like it is important to have a good microphone. And I found this one, and it's a pretty pricey one, but I got it on clearance because I guess it's like last year's model or something. And I'm sitting here testing it in a sound check. My sound check for testing it is about 1 second. So I keep messing with the buttons. It's going to take a second probably to perfect it, but still better than no microphone. And the best part is if this doesn't work, then I'll go back tomorrow and get a new one. But I mean, I went to Best Buy today. I was super pissed because I bought this Blue Yeti there and it was, you know, all the rave. Everybody's like, this is so great. Bitch, that cord doesn't even go in it anymore. Like, I'm like, this is bullshit. So it's like a Droid charger. That's what it reminds me of. And the microphone I have now is a C port. And I'm like, that's fire. I know it's not going to fuck up on me. It's going to stay plugged in. So plus it matches my MacBook. Like, it looks clean. It's cute. It's a cute mic. I could look at it all day long. Maybe I'll post a picture so you guys know what I'm talking about. But I hope you're having a great weekend. We are celebrating my daughter's birthday. That's how I spent my day. I made her favorites. We did some cake and then spent the day at the mall just messing around shopping. Of course, there was a trip to Target and, you know, whatever else. I don't even remember what we did, but it's been a long day. And I was very excited to get this bitch plugged in and to see how it works. If you've not tuned into my Two Truths and a Lie podcast, I didn't record that one Friday either for obvious reasons. But I'll be back on that Monday. And hopefully, no matter what, if this mic doesn't work out, then we're going to go back tomorrow and I'll go ahead and get the same one I had with the stupid cord, knowing that it's only going to last me a year, you know? So cheers to Yeti Blue. I do not recommend that microphone. I think the sound was great, but I should have gotten more than I used it for a year. It's been a year and about 2 weeks since I started the podcast, or a year and a week, maybe not even a solid year. I don't know, but it hasn't been that long. Okay. And I did take a whole like 3 month break on top of that. So we're talking 6 or 7 months, and I'm not rough with this thing. It literally sits on my desk. You guys, I'm here solo in my office. The kids don't fuck with my stuff. They just don't. So it's not like anyone's touching it. So literally I'd say like 6 months of use. Lame. And I'm not talking like 3 hours a day. You guys know I'm only here for, I'm here for a good time, not for a long time. So I don't know. I'm just rambling. I hope the sound is good. I've messed with the buttons for as long as I can stand tonight. Because if I move anything, it definitely changes the sound. And depending on my position, where I'm sitting, if I'm leaning in, and I talk with my hands, so I kind of move a lot when I'm doing this. If I'm not doing my makeup, like, I'm not sitting still. That's kind of how it works for me. But I don't know. That's it. Mic check, bitch. Mic check. I hope you guys are, you know, doing exactly what you want to be doing this weekend. It is like, first of all, we went to the store last night. Kind of funny. The power went out at my job, so I left early. Didn't have to close. I left at probably like 7 or 7:30. So we ended up going shopping for everything I needed for all the food and stuff, and I got her presents and whatever. And we're coming out of the store, and no joke, this lady's coming in on, she's an employee, and she's coming in on one of those little scooters, right? She's like, "I hope you girls brought your coats because it's snowing." And I'm like, "You're lying." And she held up her coat where there were snowflakes. Okay. I'm in Southwest Michigan. I was like, "You have got to be kidding me." But no, we weren't in coats, and we were in the store for like 2 hours. So God knows what kind of weather happened. But yeah, we came out and it was freezing. And the same thing tonight. I'm just like, it's kind of, I guess I just wasn't ready to put on the coat, you know? I'm fine without the hot, humid days, like 80 degrees. Just like if we could just chill at 80 degrees, no humidity, just that's perfect, you know? But it is definitely fall here in Southwest Michigan. And so that makes me want to decorate for Christmas and stay home every day just baking ridiculous things, you know? I'm a homebody as it is. And so it doesn't take much to lure me to the confines of my house at all. But cold weather, I mean, it's like rock, paper, scissors for who's going to the grocery store if it's me or my husband. So I'm pretty sure we both play each other, meaning I'll ask for shit and it'll be his turn and he purposely messes up. So I'll be like, fuck it, I'll just do it myself. And then I can't say I do that. I would never admit to such a thing. No, I've never, never not gotten my husband something on purpose. I've never not done that. But since he does it to me, I feel like he would be highly suspicious of me and think that's what I do. So then he'll be like, I'll just go myself. And then we just end up taking turns anyway. So rock, paper, scissors in this biatch. Actually, that is really what we need to do tomorrow is go grocery shopping. But Lord, we have milk and bread and eggs and some leftovers. I think we'll be fine. You know, we'll be fine. The animals all have food. We're good to go. So you know, hopefully we don't have to return this microphone. I appreciate you guys for letting me ramble on the mic check, but yeah, I'm gonna call it because I'm gonna go do my nails, literally. Start the dishwasher and do my nails. I love you bitches. I hope your weekend's amazing. I can't wait to see you for Microdose Monday.